Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Happy Peace-a-thon week to all who celebrate. You've got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
Oh man.
And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
I'm doing great, Alec. The Cowboys victory means that all the haters can shut up. That's always a good feeling.
I'm sure there will.
I guarantee you there won't be any haters texting in today.
My God.
Because the haters know that they have to shut up. And that's the fun part of this whole
thing. I
have
terrible news for you.
If you're a hater, you can text in. But don't make it personal, all right? Because that's when things get really wrong.
Okay.
That's when Kevin will be like, yeah, here's the address to the station. Come up here and I'll show you.
We don't want that.
Alec, we don't want that because I've seen it happen before. And
not with me.
It's not a good thing.
That's Sean Salisbury's deal, man.
Hey, we weren't supposed to.
Oh, in case you ever wonder why I didn't ever work here anymore.
Jeez. Back to you,
what?
Alec. Oh, where's my water?
That was like 15 years ago. We're not allowed to say.
That's on the other side over there. Yeah, man, this is, it's the rain this morning. Couldn't even bring me down. Not at all. This is awesome.
That's good.
A, Peace-a-thon is on its way. Great times. Alex even happy. B, Cowboys won. A&M won over the weekend. UNT.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a great weekend overall, except for the Rangers. You know, like losing those Rangers players kind of tough.
I was going to say, depending on your who you root for in sports or how you feel about Marcus Simeon, I also think we need to redefine what a blockbuster trade is.
What do you mean?
I don't think Marcus Simeon for Brandon Nimmo should count as a blockbuster MLB trade.
It's a pretty significant trade.
Is it?
I mean, A, it involves the Mets, so that's big. Because it's in New York and everybody cares about New York.
So two teams that were trying to trade problems that they thought had underperformed for one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then B, Marcus Simeon is a World Series champion.
That's true. But we're finally not living in 2023 anymore. So
this is a different time for the Rangers fan.
Indeed. Now, go ahead and give me cut number 6. Obviously, we are going to talk all about those Dallas Cowboys, and this might have been the most spectacular play of the game.
Prescott on second down, back and runs up out of the pocket. Runs to his left, to the 10, to the 5, cuts to his right, somersault at the goal line, touchdown! Touchdown for the captain! Touchdown, Prescott!
Un-freaking believable. So we're going to break down all angles of this game. But what I really want to ask is,
are you going to go my way?
Yes. When did you think the Cowboys had lost? And did you turn the game off? Because if you look across social media, it's nothing but negativity. And I understand you were down 21-0. You look god awful. You shot yourself in the foot time and time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But When did you think the game was over, not in the Cowboys' favor? And did anybody out there turn it off? Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053.
Well, Kevin, let's go to the notes, all right?
Oh, hold on. Pause. Alec, do you think we need to update the chart?
Uh-oh, Alec, you're not in queue.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, well.
Oh, now I am.
There
oh,
he okay. is.
Yeah, I think we do need to update the chart, yeah.
Guys, you can now refer to the chart where the Cowboys are here. They are now mediocre.
He's got a new chart.
They are mediocre now, ladies and gentlemen, and if they beat another mediocre team this week, they can move to the above mediocre area because, Kevin, as we say on this show, when presented with new information, you can absolutely change your mind. The old information is what it is. Doesn't mean like you have to continue to believe it. This is new information, meaning you've added new players to this team. You have a different group that's now playing on the defensive side of the ball. And you have a defensive coordinator that feels confident in the way that he can do this. So, yes, refer to the chart. You are now mediocre. And I did post that, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
But in my notes, I did stop writing thing. WTF was Dak seeing throwing into double coverage. So right around that time is when I stopped taking notes.
Oh, that was in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, that was double coverage, dude. What was he doing there? But it was the Brandon Aubrey missed field goal that made me go, okay, if I can't rely on Brandon Aubrey, and I can't truly rely on anything.
Right.
And so that was the moment that I was like, time to go make dinner. Because Adrian was going to dinner with her birthday friend. They have the same birthday or something like that. So the two girls went out and had a good time.
That's
and I was
nice.
In charge of dinner because I wanted to make steak because I like steak. It's a great vitamin. And so I was making steaks. And Kevin, I'm standing in the kitchen and I can hear, and I can hear noises. And I'm like, what is going on in there? I kept peeking my head around the corner. Cowboys have scored another touchdown.
Right.
Cowboys have done this. Cowboys have got the ball back. And I'm like, I can't watch this game anymore. I have to stay in the kitchen for this game because
that is how it works.
Yeah. Once I left the room, they started playing better. So that was where it was. But it was the Brandon Aubrey thing where I was like, that's it. That was our chance to really give ourselves an opportunity. And I was done there.
From the, from the 682 Turpin fumble, I turned it off. But then I turned it back on 5 minutes later. From the 972, not going to lie, I wanted to turn it off before that touchdown, before the half, but it kept me hooked on with a little bit of hope. From the 469, I turned it off and back on two different times. From the 210, I decided to take a nap when it got to 21-0. So you can thank me for changing the luck.
Hey, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you on all of that. It was, and the Turpin fumble was right after this, I do believe. But for me, it was the Hurts design touchdown run. And I wrote in my notes, obviously this was inaccurate, but I wrote Hurts design run touchdown, 14-0, and it feels like the game is over.
Yeah.
Just because of all the
mistakes. They could do whatever they wanted.
Yes.
Like they could do anything they wanted to do.
Yes. And I would not have predicted that the Cowboys defense would eventually turn into the 85 Bears out there and just have punt after punt after punt. Alec, was there a moment when you thought it was over, or were you like this person from the 956? I didn't turn it off, but I went to go do yard work and listen to it on the fan instead.
Oh, I like that. Being double productive, I like it. It wasn't even a scoring play for me. You know that pass down the sideline to Devontae Smith where it felt like he went full Matrix mode?
Yes.
That catch, that was one of those where you can't even be mad just because that's such a skilled play. That told me that this guy is ready to be better than anybody you put out on defense today. And I just said, you know what, screw this.
And like, his own teammate, he was like, I want to be better than A.J. Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And also,
exactly. It's amazing that they hate each other and yet they were both so good and so effective yesterday. But yeah, that Devontae Smith catch and somebody on the sideline, one of the photographers, got the most insane pictures of the ball right when it hits his hands and he's off the ground. Not a single part is touching the turf and he's just levitating, making that catch. I'm like, how do you defend that? You just can't.
Yeah.
Even when your defense is playing pretty decent so far and going into the second half, you looked like a better defense. You still couldn't stop that man. Devontae Smith irritates me.
From the 817, when it was 21-0 and my wife and daughter walked in and offered to check my blood pressure. From the 682, I turned it off at 21-0 and back on after halftime. I needed a half-hour refresher for my wife's sake.
Somebody texted in and said, and I've seen multiple people say, I stayed locked in the whole time. I always believe. I never lost faith. And guess what? Congratulations. I'm proud of you. That's amazing. And you know what, Kevin? Late in that game yesterday, as they were making that final drive, I started telling myself, why am I always telling Kevin to believe in the A&M Aggies?
Right.
Yet here I am doubting my team.
Oh.
Maybe I need to start having more faith because every time I let the doubt creep in,
yeah,
the Cowboys falter. And so I said, screw it. They're late in the game. I did say, I'm going to believe that they can make these plays. And by God, Javonte Williams makes one of the best blocks of the year to give Pickens that catch over the middle to set up for the Brandon Aubrey. Like, that was an amazing block. And, like, there were plays that were very important to this game. We'll get into all of them today. But that play right there was a moment where I said, I'll believe. And, Kevin, I don't think I'm going to stop believing for the rest of the year.
See, and I really love that because Dak talked about it. He was like, hey, you got to believe, believe, believe. And then Tyler Booker in the fourth quarter is like, hey, you got to believe. And Dak's like, yeah, I know. But, like, in a positive way. And it was really in a positive, not a sarcastic way.
Duh.
But for all the people, because I think there's a difference. Like, I stayed locked in on the entire game. I watched the entire game. I never turned it off or anything like that. But I hoped. But I didn't think they were going to win by any stretch of the imagination. I would love to tell you that I went to Underdog and got the craziest of odds to predict that the Cowboys would win this game. I did not, because I did not think they were going to win the game by any stretch of the imagination. But I always hoped. And so I love the people that were locked in and they're like, oh, yeah, I knew
yeah,
we had
awesome.
This. From the 469, I turned it off after they went down 21-0. All the penalties and mistakes were pissing me off. I did a chapter of homework instead and then turned it back on after
the
half.
Cause that's very fair.
Yeah, because I can't stay away too long. And that's the thing about sports that you love, right?
Sports.
Is it's probably going to go this one way. But if it goes the other way and you miss it, you feel like you missed everything. And Corey, mm-hmm. I feel like this is a text we get usually at the beginning of every Monday show. You might need to have the chart ready. From the 469, the Cowboys still aren't a great team. Isn't it a bit sad that you are so excited about having a 5-5-1 record, which still puts them out of the playoffs? I'm sorry. And normally we shouldn't do this. And I'm sure you're a great person. This is a stupid text.
Stupid.
Why in the world are you even watching sports if you're not excited about beating one of your rival teams in what tied for the biggest comeback in Cowboys history? If you can't be excited about that less than 24 hours after it happened, why in the world would you ever watch sports? Because it doesn't get much better than that comeback. Mm-hmm. So you tied the franchise record. It's only the fourth time it's ever been happened, and this franchise has been around for 65 years. It's only the fourth time you've ever made a 21-point comeback, and you did it at home, first home game, after one of the players on your team died, and you did it over your biggest rival. And you shouldn't be excited about that? That's stupid. Now, other things that you're talking about being 5-5-1 and being in the playoffs, I feel like we've been very clear about that. And the Cowboys still aren't a great team. Show me what it says on the chart. By beating the Eagles, they moved up from sub-mediocre to mediocre. Where in the run of this segment or this show have you heard us say that the Cowboys are a great team?
I don't even have great written on the chart, by the way.
Because
you don't even get to great. You go straight to elite from above mediocre.
Yeah, because you haven't. So I'm just saying, like, what is the point of watching sports if you're not going to celebrate?
So I did see an Eagles fan earlier who was like, hey, this is your Super Bowl. We get it. And I was like, all right, so that's where they stand on it.
Yeah.
And as Cowboys fans, that's where Cowboys fans are. They hate this team. They're the kid from the Jets that hate the team because they were born into it. And my mom was texting me during the middle of the show, too, or the middle of the game. Corey, I'm really legitimately starting to think about rooting for another team. But down 21-0, right. She's like, I'm literally ready to do this because I can't do it anymore. And then by the end of the game, she was like, can't believe I thought that. She's like, I'm still actively considering. She's considering free agency. But they brought her back into the fold last night. Yeah, no, that game was fun. You should be excited about it. Wake up this morning, be excited about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shake the haters off, move on about it. Because like I said, Kevin, the haters weren't going to be here today. Not
right.
for me. I'm not
right.
letting that in, Kevin. Don't let the haters in
okay.
on you.
Then I'll point this out, because I think this is a very fair thought. When Brandon Aubrey missed the field goal, I said, it's just not our day.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, like an interception, it happens. Fumble, it happens. Brandon Aubrey missing a field goal at home, that doesn't happen. I mean, it could happen, but it doesn't happen. And so when that happened, and it was, this seems weird. What was it, 50, 51? It wasn't like the field goal was 70 yards. Those are the only field goals I ever think he might not make, especially at home. So when he missed that, and he just pushed it, and I was just like, oh gosh. That is when I also thought, it's not your day.
Yeah, and that might have been the proper reset moment for this team.
Yeah.
Because from there on, they kind of needed to be almost perfect. They needed to be more aggressive.
Yes.
They needed to be more everything. And they got that. Maybe it was, Kevin, maybe it was the moment where everybody looked at Brandon Aubrey and went, that dude's human.
Yeah, we're done.
We better pick
yeah.
everything up
yeah.
and have each other's back. And they did, and I appreciate that.
From the 2-4, and this is the kind of confidence I like. When the Cowboys were down 21-0 yesterday, underdog had the Cowboys at plus 1150. So essentially 11.5-1. So I said, F it, threw down $10 and ended up winning $111.50. I love it. I did a similar thing with the A&M game because sometimes that just makes it more fun. But this was remarkably similar to the A&M game in terms of you come all the way back. And then the decision, I was fine with not kicking the field goal on the first drive. I really was. But not kicking the field goal when it was 21-21 perplexed me to no end. And I thought, this is going to be like that stupid trick play A&M ran against South Carolina and fumbled the ball. And you're like, wow, you came all the way back and then you blew it with some nonsense. It is remarkable. Much like we talked about how the Stars and Mavs pretty much on back-to-back days lost and it felt like they got jobbed last week by the refs. This felt remarkably similar to me to the A&M South Carolina comeback, except the biggest difference here is you were doing it against a team that fundamentally everybody said was better than you.
Yep.
And that's what makes it even more impressive, because at least A&M and South Carolina, they're like, well, South Carolina's not that good. You should win this game. Consider this. Philadelphia going into this game had 8 wins. The 4 teams you had beaten earlier this season combined had 9 wins. This is a far, far and away step up in competition of anybody else you've ever beaten. You've beaten this season.
So, Kevin, what's the thing we call it whenever this team wins the Super Bowl? The next team that beats them now is technically the Super Bowl champion.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that's called. is that the Cowboys, I mean, Philadelphia was essentially the best team in the NFL.
But they had
and
lost.
And the Cowboys just beat them.
Yeah.
So does that make the Cowboys now the best team in the NFL?
I do not believe technically
it's the theory
it
does, of relativity, I believe it
but
is.
But you know why? I know it's not the case because I looked at the chart. You don't have them on the top line. Only way.
You know exactly where they are, guys.
It could be they're mediocre.
They can move to above mediocre this Thursday.
But seriously, think about where we've been in this season. Is there any chance you thought that this Cowboys team was going to be at mediocre?
Nope.
Me neither.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.